Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar stresses on developing mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence. India and Singapore deliberate upon 6 key sectors including digitalization, skill development and healthcare during ministerial roundtable meeting in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation tomorrow on the eve of 79th Independence Day as the country gears up for celebrations on Friday. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh region and coastal Andhra tomorrow. Ukrainian president holds virtual talks with US president and European leaders in Berlin ahead of summit-level meeting between the United States and Russia. And Indian Olympic Association formally approves India's bid to host 2030 Commonwealth Games in Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today stressed on developing a mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence as the world is living in a volatile and uncertain era. Dr. Jayashankar emphasized that Atmanirbharta is also the basis to strengthen India's self-confidence, increase resilience and to lay the foundation for Vikasit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the Tourism Faith Conclave in Delhi.
Our real strengths have been our people and their self-belief. We have overcome adversities and we have addressed multiple challenges in the journey towards progress and prosperity. We have so much to be proud of and so much to share with the world. Our approach has long been driven by Vasudeva Kutumbakam and Atithi Deva Bhava. While we will always benefit by such openness, it is essential in times of unpredictability to stand firmly on our own feet. Atmanirbharta is, of course, the mindset to deal with global turbulence. But it is also the basis to strengthen our self-confidence, to increase our resilience and to lay the foundation for Viksit Bharat.
The External Affairs Minister said the practice of e-visas has made visiting India more pleasant. He noted that those nations with a robust domestic demand have fared better and will continue to do so.
Those coming to study in India, I want to emphasize, have also increased. And heal in India is today a mantra that is increasingly catching on in the world, indeed in our own country. And we see that reflected in the growing number of medical tourists to India. And of course, because finally I have to plug from my ministry as well, the practice of e-visas has made visiting India so much more pleasant an experience.
The third round of the India-Singapore ministerial roundtable meeting was held in New Delhi today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable, along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The delegation from Singapore was led by the country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Hyung. Both sides deliberated upon 6 pillars, including digitalization, skill development, and healthcare. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar thanked them for their commitment to strengthening the India-Singapore Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. He added that synergy between government and industry is the key to unlocking the next phase of India-Singapore ties. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the India-Singapore ministerial roundtable, the ministers recalled that the bilateral ties have been elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Singapore last year. Both sides deliberated upon 6 pillars identified under ISMR. These include digitalization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, advanced manufacturing and connectivity. The ministerial roundtable is a unique mechanism for setting a new agenda for India-Singapore cooperation. Singapore is a key partner in India's Act East policy, Mahasagar vision and Indo-Pacific vision. Both nations have strong partnerships in the areas of trade, investment, defense, culture, education and people-to-people exchanges. Suparna Zaiya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Later, the ministerial delegation from Singapore called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Welcoming the delegation, the president noted that the India-Singapore Comprehensive Strategic Partnership is flourishing even in an uncertain global environment. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation tomorrow on the eve of Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the historic Red Fort in the national capital on Friday. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Vikasit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The success of Operation Sindoor will be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Invitation cards are carrying the Operation Sindoor logo as well as the watermark of Chenab Bridge. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort this year. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories will attend the celebrations as special guests in New Delhi on Friday. More from our correspondent.
This year's special guests include a significant number of women panchayat leaders who have brought visible improvements in their gram panchayat, like better infrastructure, enhanced public services and inclusive community initiatives. They have achieved significant success in saturating flagship government schemes such as Har Ghar Jal Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin and Mission Indradhanush. These elected women representative of panchayati raj institutions exemplify the emerging strength of rural leadership, successfully combining their governance responsibilities with forward-looking development approaches across diverse regions of the country. Panchayati Raj Ministry will facilitate the special guest in New Delhi tomorrow. During the program, AI-powered Sabha Sar application will also be launched. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
To ensure foolproof security on Independence Day, Delhi Police has made elaborate security arrangements. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. As part of the initiative, Union Home Minister Amit Shah hoisted the national flag at his residence in the national capital today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also hoisted the tricolour and urged people to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with full enthusiasm and patriotism.
अपने घर भी तिरंगा फहराएं आज मैंने अपने परिवार के साथ तिरंगा फहराया है आपने अभी तक फहराया कि नहीं नहीं तो अपने घर पर जरूर तिरंगा लहराएं झंडा ऊंचा रहे हमारा विजयी विश्व तिरंगा प्यारा इसकी शान न जाने पाए चाहे जान भले ही जाए
Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi hoisted the tricolour at her residence in Koderma district in Jharkhand. In Jammu and Kashmir, in a vibrant display of patriotism and unity, full dress rehearsals for the upcoming 79th Independence Day celebrations were held today at major venues including Maulana Azad Stadium in Jammu and Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar. We have a report.
The full dress rehearsals were held at all the 10 district headquarters across the Jammu division, marked the culmination of weeks of preparation, offering a glimpse into the grand festivities. On the occasion, heartfelt tributes were paid to the nation's leaders, freedom fighters and martyrs whose sacrifices paved the way for India's independence. Their unwavering dedication was honored as the foundation of the freedom enjoyed by the country today. In Jammu, Deputy Commissioner Rakesh Manhas took the salute in Maulana Azad Stadium. Contingents from police, paramilitary forces, NCC cadets and school students participated in the parade. Cultural performances reflecting the region's diversity were also showcased. Union Minister Dr. Jitinder Singh led a spirited Tiranga Yatra in Kathua from Kalibadi to Shaheed Bhagat Singh Park, with citizens chanting patriotic slogans. Then Gulshan Rana, Akashvani News, Jammu.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The government has approved the very first cadre review of Border Security Force BSF Group B and C employees, spanning from constable to inspector, and its implementation has already begun. The implementation will cover a total immediate promotions slate of 23,710 personnel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable achievement of India's solar PV module manufacturing capacity and efforts towards popularizing clean energy. Quoting a post of New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi said, "This is yet another milestone towards self-reliance." In Bihar, fresh areas have come under the grip of floods, affecting over 25 lakh people across 10 districts. Bhagalpur, Begusarai, Munger, Bhojpur, Patna and Vaishali are among the worst hit. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today reviewed relief operations, directing officials to provide shelter and cooked meals through community kitchens. 16 teams of the NDRF and SDRF are currently deployed in the affected areas to assist in rescue and relief efforts. In Himachal Pradesh, normal life has been disrupted due to heavy rainfall. We have a report.
Three cloudburst incidents occurred in Himachal Pradesh today. In Kullu districts Banjar and Ani Nirman subdivisions, cloudbursts in the Bhatahad area and the Shikhand Mahadev Bhimdwari region have led to water and debris flooding the Tirthan Valley and several nearby low-lying rural areas. Kullu Deputy Commissioner Torul S. Ravish informed that all high-risk areas have been evacuated and people shifted to safer places. Meanwhile, in Shimla district's Rampur subdivision, a cloudburst in Nanti has created flood-like conditions. No reports of loss of life have been received so far. The administration has urged people to remain alert and stay away from rivers and streams. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha region and coastal Andhra tomorrow. It said heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand during the next 5 days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders held talks virtually in Berlin, Germany, with US President Donald Trump regarding his upcoming summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin to be held later this week. European leaders said President Trump agreed on their position on the Ukraine conflict. Talking to reporters, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the US President knows Europe's position and shares it extensively. Separately, French President Emmanuel Macron hoped that Mr. Trump will fight for a trilateral meeting with both Presidents Putin and Zelensky, a demand that Ukraine has long insisted. Macron also claimed President Trump was clear in views that territories belonging to Ukraine cannot be negotiated and will only be negotiated by the Ukrainian president. Ahead of the virtual meeting, President Zelensky met European leaders in Berlin. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz stated that a ceasefire must be the first step in any potential agreement. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, today formally approved India's bid to host the Commonwealth Games in 2030 in its special general meeting in Delhi. India will now submit its proposal for the final bid before the deadline of the 31st of this month. The year 2030 will mark 20 years since the Commonwealth Games hosted in New Delhi. This was the first and only time that India hosted the Games. Talking to media, IOA President P.T. Usha expressed her delight at the approval of India's bid. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stresses on developing mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence. India and Singapore deliberate upon six key sectors including digitalization, skill development and healthcare during ministerial roundtable meeting in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation tomorrow on the eve of 79th Independence Day as the country gears up for celebrations on Friday. IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha region and coastal Andhra tomorrow. Ukrainian President holds virtual talks with US President and European leaders in Berlin ahead of summit-level meeting between United States and Russia. And Indian Olympic Association formally approves India's bid to host 2030 Commonwealth Games in Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.